feel like if you can't jam to your song, then you can't, you just can't hang with me. Anyways, if you caught me jamming on the video, hello, good morning. Welcome to the Diva Deets. Wow, let me try that again. Welcome to the Diva Deets, the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. I am your host and coach, Danya Powers. And in today's episode, we're going to dive deep into a struggle that holds so many women back, and that is the all or nothing mindset. If you've ever thought, I've already blown my diet, so I might as well give up, or if you are like, if I can't work in an hour, what's the point? This episode is for you. We are going to explore why this mindset is so damaging, but more importantly, we're going to learn how to break free and create lasting progress. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about this all or nothing mindset. It's the mindset that keeps you stuck in a cycle of perfectionism. We talk about this a lot in my Facebook Lives. If you don't follow me on my Facebook Lives, find me, Danya Powers, on Facebook. I go live Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, Eastern Standard Time at 9:30 every single morning. And we talk a lot about perfectionism and failure. And in fact, on today's episode, today's Facebook Live episode, I purposefully went 20 minutes late just to show you that I still have the winning attitude, but not the all or nothing mentality. Because just because I go late on a Facebook Live doesn't mean that I'm not going to go live. Does that make sense? It's just a matter of you can either do things perfectly and feel like you failed, or you can just learn how to do it right. Makes sense. So maybe you're one of those people that you either eat perfectly or feel like you failed, or you either do an hour long workout or just totally skip it. Does any of that sound familiar to you? Let me tell you why this is harmful and why it's going to keep you stuck, because this way of thinking will always lead you to a burnout. You are never, ever going to be perfect enough. It's also going to lead you to guilt, because you are never, ever, ever going to be perfect enough. It's also going to lead you to a constant start over cycle, because you're never, ever, ever going to be perfect enough. Are you already exhausted by me saying that? Because it's exhausting. It stops you from seeing the small wins that actually move you forward. The truth about progress isn't about doing everything perfectly. It's just not. It's about doing something consistently. Small actions, even imperfect ones, are what create lasting changes. I'm going to give you my client, Julie, which if you follow me on social media at all, you saw her before and after photos. They're amazing. She had her 1 year anniversary, and the very first thing I did was send her a, hey, happy anniversary. Here's what you've done in a year with me. And she's down. You would think, I have to lose 3,000 pounds or whatever. Julie's down 19 pounds, 5% body fat. 5% body fat on a woman who is over 40. And Julie's a happy, happy 50. That's huge. That's massive. And she's also lost 28 inches on her body. She looks like the sexiest thing. I mean, she's so beautiful. I am obsessed with her, right? In the best way. And so here's the thing with Julie. She is primarily vegetarian. I have her shift back and forth from pescatarian to vegetarian because sometimes protein becomes an issue. And tofu, although I'm a fan of tofu, it can be heavily processed. And so you do have to make sure you're eating some actual food. So we go to some fish, some white fish from time to time, or swordfish or something that she enjoys, just to switch things up. But for the most part, we've been able to get her on to a great vegetarian plan where she feels fully satisfied with all of her food. She's hitting her macronutrients more than not. And she's not beating herself up, because that was the biggest thing when she first started. She heavily had an all or nothing mentality. A lot of women in Generation X live by the philosophy that they have to starve themselves, and it's part of suffering. It's a suffering that you have to lose weight, and that's not the case. Your whole weight loss journey, you should be filled with energy, and the scale can be frustrating, but the rest of it should actually be enjoyable. Like, I'm getting stronger. Did you see I did more and more rep? Did you see I can do a plank now on my toes the whole time? Can you believe I can do 5 toe push-ups? Did you see me do a pull-up? I mean, there are things that you can celebrate all along the way that create so much momentum, because you never know how strong you are until you try things, right? So it's all about doing something consistent. And so Julie did not lose her weight by not being consistent. She was more consistent than she wasn't. And she learned how to celebrate little, you know, the small wins. The biggest thing that she did every single week was learn how to turn in her wins. And she, even if she did miss, she would probably hit 3 weeks out of the month. We do wins every single Friday. We do fun Fridays, and we do wins, and we do goals on Sundays with divas. And so that's one of the things she was great about doing. Like, and when she initially started, she was just brutally honest. Like, I don't know how to set a goal. And so we talked about that. How do you set a goal? You set a health, a wealth, a relationship, and a self goal. And just take it and break it down. What's a health goal that you are going to focus on? And you have to pick a controllable. I don't like it when clients say lose a pound, because that's an uncontrollable. What can you control in that? Nothing. Say nothing. You can control nothing in that. So the uncontrollable is the scale, but the controllable part of it is actually being able to focus on what your habits are, right? And your workouts. And am I getting stronger? So small actions, just like Julie, even imperfect ones, are what create lasting change. And then you have this beautiful masterpiece of you, especially since she wasn't super uber focused on looking a certain way. She just wanted to feel better and have energy. That was really her biggest goals. And mentally, she is under a lot of stress with her job. She is a high-end professional, corporate America, and she is a manager, and she handles a lot of other human beings. And so she had to get in the habit of, if you take a few steps forward every day, even if some of them are slower, you're still moving forward. And ultimately, divas, that's what matters. So how do we break free from this cycle? I'm so glad you asked me that, because I've got just the answer for you, darling. Oh, all right. So listen, focus each week on one small new win. What works, take it into the next week. If getting up a certain time of day worked for you, take it into the next week. If making sure that you got your workout in on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday works for you, take it into the next week. Pick one thing to do today and just make that your win. Pick it today, and it's like, the next 7 days, I'm going to for sure do this, no fail, never miss, no matter what. Even if it's 11 o'clock at night, I'm going to do this one little thing, not seven big things. This one little thing. Make it drink more water if you've not been drinking your water. Shoot for 96 to 128 ounces. Or maybe it is add snacks to your meals so that you hit six small meals. We've heard that all our whole lives, but we've never paid attention to that, because of that. That's for everybody but us, because we know how to ultra slim fast. And Generation X, that will not work for you any longer. Even if it did work at some point, it will not anymore. We have to have food. We have to have sustainable food. Maybe it's take a walk. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just do it. Make sense? Pick it and stick it. That is your job. One small win this week. And we're going to celebrate it, because what gets celebrated gets repeated. So celebrate that shit, right? Reframe setbacks. Setbacks are always platforms for comebacks, y'all. So you have to look at it like that. Like, I've had a setback. Well, yay, I have got a platform for a comeback. Yippee-ki-yay-yo. So you have to remember that if you slip up, it is not the end of the world. You know why? Because it's just a moment in time. Get back on track with your next choice. It's not a big deal. A single misstep does not undo your progress, and you have to get that out of your head, or you will never, ever have forward progress, and you will continue to fight obesity until your dying day. Is that what you want? Or do you want to have a life where you feel well, you feel good in your clothes, you feel sexy, you're sleeping great, you have tons of energy, and you have a big smile on your face, because the only emotion that really comes to you at all times is laughter and joy. Even when you're mad, you can still get back to laughing because you feel well. Does that make sense? Just think about how different your life would be. One boo-boo doesn't undo everything that you have done. So reframe your setbacks. Celebrate imperfect progress. And that's one thing Julie got really good at. She got really good at, well, I did this, but you know what? I still did this. And that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I went on a trip, but I still focused on protein. I went on a trip, but I still got 6 hours of sleep. You have to learn how to celebrate imperfect progress, because every time you choose to keep going, even when it's messy, you're building resilience and creating habits that last. Ladies, that's what we want. So get really good at celebrating imperfect progress. Focus on one small win this week. Any setbacks, figure out how to reframe them. Make yourself reframe them. Make yourself reframe them so that they become a springboard for a comeback. And then celebrate all of your imperfect progress. Okay. So I want to say that Julie, when she first started, used to felt pretty defeated when she didn't stick to her plan perfectly. And as she learned how to focus on progress and not perfection, she really did start to lose weight pretty rapidly, not at an unhealthy pace, but she was losing a pound to a pound and a half a week. And when she's, you know, down her 19 pounds, we weren't really focused on a scale goal, but her waist is down like 5 inches, y'all. She looks like a complete, like, I encourage you to go to my Facebook page. My Facebook page is public. Go look at her and just scroll for Julie. And she has gained so much confidence, and I love it so much. I love that she just has that, you know, attitude. And one of my favorite, when I asked her, I said, what is the biggest thing you've learned about being an empowered diva? And she's like, honestly, the mental health is the biggest thing for me because, you know, punching people is just not an option. And so fitness, working out is a better option than punching people. And that just cracked me up. I mean, I was like, okay. So she did it by showing up, even on her hardest days, even when she didn't want to do it, she did it. And when she first started, she wanted to do yoga only, which I'm not opposed to. But at this age, we also have to put on some muscle. So it took me several months to talk her into actually lifting some weights as well. And I just weave yoga into her workout program. Not that you can't get strong with yoga, but it is a little bit faster at this age if we just learn how to pick up and throw around some heavy weight. You know what I mean? Not to mention the fact that, like she said, it does help with your mental health to have something that is physically challenging to do that's simple and quick, right? And then throwing yoga in just kind of helps us with meditation. It helps bring some stretch and some rest into our body and some restoration. So that is one of the things that she did. She just did it by showing up even on her hardest days. So listen, if this resonates with you, this is a short episode, but if it resonates with you, I want to remind you that it's just never too late to start. Some of my divas are in their 70s. I want you to let go of your all or nothing mindset and take that first small step today, because if you're ready to break free of the cycle and just finally see results, I have a program that's designed just for you. My Empowers program is designed for women over 40 that are looking to lose at least 20 plus pounds and wanting to lose 15 to 20 of it in the next 90 days, because together we can focus on sustainable progress and not perfection. Message me, find me on all of my social handles. You can find me at Donya Powers EC on Instagram and TikTok. You can find me at Donya Powers on Facebook, and you can find me at Donya Powers Empowered Coaching on YouTube. And I would love to touch base with you, because sustainable progress will take you longer than perfection ever will. You can also find my website at www.empowerdcoaching.com. Let's create a success story together, mine and yours. Until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas. Love you guys so much. Have the best day of your life. Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.